You're listening to a podcast from the Rocking Vicars Media Motel.
Hello, I'm Terence Dackham. This is the podcast from the Media Motel. I'll tell you what's coming up after the Beatles.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing at him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac.
Out of the radio speaker from Radio Caroline 48 years ago, the Beatles, of course, and Penny Lane. And that's the first of 12 tracks chosen by me to accompany us on a journey of an hour or so through this unusual definition of a podcast. Great music, some old, some new-ish, a perspective on the week behind us, and me talking about me. And that's the best bit, naturally.
I've been waiting for the longest time. I want you to come back. Maybe if the sun would shine, you'd bring my happy back. In the dark, so tired of waking up and it's dark. On my own, yeah. No way it's cold, dear.
similarity to the Stones' Miss You, but forgivable because this is Josh Rouse from his album 1972, in which he reflects on the 1970s, the bands and the sounds. And that track was Come Back. And if you're new to Josh Rouse, I do suggest a visit to YouTube or Spotify. You won't go far wrong with anything from his first five albums. So yes, my name is Terence Stackham. This is the podcast from the Media Motel, which is a bit like the Shard, but without the dress code. I hope you've had a decent week. Mine has been defined. My week has been defined by me shaving off a moustache I've been wearing. Do you wear a moustache? I'm not sure. But anyway, I've been wearing this moustache for the last month or so while I've been filming. I've been playing the part of a sort of wealthy New Yorker in the 1940s, complete with white tie, wing collar, tails, and this hideous moustache.
I'm out back in a way before you can find me, cold pictures in the storm. Break down for me out of the dark.
Earlier this year, there was a tremendous three-part series on BBC One and HBO, The Casual Vacancy, with an outstanding cast, including Rory Kinnear, Emily Bevan, Julia McKenzie, Michael Gambon. And I was particularly taken by the music in the series, which is by Solomon Gray, the musical project of Tom Kingston and Joe Wilson. It was utterly gorgeous, I think. Solomon Gray and Choir to the Wild. Thursday of this week was my wrap-up day on the movie I've been involved with, and we ended up at Elstree Studios on Thursday doing some blue screenshots where, you know, you superimpose computer-generated CGI, you know what I mean. And, of course, this was a windowless studio where you can't have air conditioning because of the noise. And we started at 5:30 in the morning and finished at 7:30 in the evening. A very long day in which I read the Daily Telegraph from cover to cover and nearly finished another book of James Lee Milne's diaries, because acting in a film is 90% hanging about while the shot is set up and 10% actually working. It's a bit like being a politician or a footballer, I suppose.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face, you look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. And I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever. and I'll write your name.
What a week for Taylor Swift. Last weekend she announced she would not be releasing her music through Apple's new streaming service, as they weren't intending to pay artists for the first 3 months. When Apple launched the service and said, oh, we could all have it for free in a three-month trial, they didn't actually make it terribly clear that they were expecting the artists to cover that period financially and not Apple themselves. But it needed someone with the clout of Taylor Swift to highlight how unfair this is for regular singers and bands. You know, we don't expect firemen or supermarket assistants or indeed Apple executives to work for nothing for 3 months. And, you know, why should we expect it of musicians? It only took a day for Apple to see which way the wind was blowing and change its policy and offer to pay all the musicians featured for that, that 3 month period. So a big win for Taylor Swift. The 1975 from their debut album of 2 years ago. I suspect they are quite bad fellows because I've got this hunch, I've got an inkling that that this track, Chocolate, well, it might just be a euphemism. Young people, young people, eh? So as I was saying, a good week for Taylor Swift, and as a result of Apple's very abrupt about turn, she has agreed that her album 1989 can now be streamed on Apple Music. Incidentally, we've already had, by absolute chance, a collection of conflicting titles, album titles, in terms of years so far today, because that Josh Rouse track was from an album called 1972, released in 2003. The Taylor Swift album is called 1989, released last year in 2014, and that track from the 1975's album is from 2013. It's confusing for a simpleton like me. There must be about 200 different mixes of that track available. But that's the original, the luxuriant vocals of Sarah Hillier on Stars by Dubstar, which reached number 40 in the UK singles chart in 1995, but was re-released a year later and got as high as number 15. Now, I think I need Taylor Swift to go in and bat for me. I wrote a lot of comedy in the 1970s, 80s, 90s for radio and television programmes, for which in those days I and my colleagues were, well, we weren't paid a fortune, you know, fair enough, I suppose, that's life and so on. But a considerable amount of comedy sketches and shows that I wrote turn up on compilations, and now a significant number are on streaming sites, including Spotify. Now, here's a quiz for you. Guess how much I've received in royalties in total from these streaming services for all the work of mine that they're featuring. Well done. You're ahead of me. It was a big fat zero. So I need to put in a call to Taylor Swift. Maybe she can recover the 25 pence in royalties that Spotify clearly owe me. Ever in pop music history, Butterfly Boucher from 2004 and Another White Dash. And it's her real name, Butterfly Giselle Grace Boucher. But that track didn't make the charts, but it always sounds good on a hot summer's day. One of those songs I carry round in my head on an imaginary drive along the California Pacific Highway. I'm not in California right now. I'm in London, England. But it has been a really hot day here in the southeast. The sort of day when English people really take a gamble, set out the garden furniture, maybe only wear two or three sweaters outdoors, perhaps even leave their coats inside. Now that really means we're having sizzling weather.
Thank you.
recently, when I was driving along Maida Vale in London and passed by the restaurant, the Bombay Bicycle Club, I would have a wry smile to myself and think, oh, that's peculiar, because of the band with the same name. But then, as so often, I find that I was just displaying my lack of knowledge, because it turns out that the band named themselves after the restaurant chain. It could have been worse, I suppose, if they'd been fans of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the most recent single taken from their number one album in the UK, from the album So Long, See You Tomorrow. That's Bombay Bicycle Club and Home By Now. Thank you to quite a few people who contacted me during the week to say they enjoyed this rather different style of podcast. It was great to hear from you. And if you ever do want to get in touch, you can always find me on Twitter, where I'm Sir Terence. And that's because I'm Terence Dackham. And here's the tragic story of my life. I'm too cool to fall in love.
I caught you watching me. You thought I didn't see. By the way that you stared, I know there's something there. A smile sometimes shows what you don't want me to know. There's a warmth inside you hide, I can feel, that would start a flame. Your little secret stays with me, don't you know, I'll never give it away. Oh, you're too cool to fall in love, you're too cool. Distant, so free, pretending mystery, calculating every move. Tell me what you got to prove. It doesn't matter what we do, no one cares, so why are you still playing safe? And don't you know,
my personal top 20 of all time, the sublime Jill Sobule, dreamily produced by Todd Rundgren there, Too Cool to fall in love. How often in our previous 208 podcasts have we said, well, it's been a tricky week for the BBC? Fairly often, I think, is the answer. Well, it's been a tricky week at the BBC. As the Daily Mail was only too happy to reprinted a BuzzFeed story that someone at the BBC was offering unpaid internships to teenagers, but only if reciprocal placements could be found and offered for the children of the BBC person. And, you know, finding internships or work experience is now a massive headache and often a heartache for young people and their parents, particularly for any school, college or university students who are hoping to follow a course in the arts or the media, because there's just so many young people seeking so few vacancies. I'm sure it's all perfectly legal and above board, but there does seem to be something awfully sleazy about a company that charges £24 per year to help trade work experiences and internships for young people, and something terribly wrong about the BBC getting dragged into it, a public body, when those without family connections have to go through the lottery of the BBC recruitment website. Fair and open competition seems to be taking a hit here.
up, let me in, I spin, I got money to lend my friends, now we in, candy pants, skin wood and tears, now I win, woo, and lesbian twins, now I sin, through the pen, I make my ends, now
mashup of all time. Nelly versus the Tramps and Country Inferno, a fusion of Nelly's country grammar and from Saturday Night Fever, of course, the Tramps Disco Inferno. Some people say the day of the mashup is past, but I can never hear too many of them, especially when they're as good as that one by Nelly and the Tramps. To be fair to the BBC, going back to that interns business, that intern swap advert was withdrawn, but only after the BuzzFeed and Daily Mail expose. My main argument with internships is when companies expect the interns to work for free, for nothing. I remember there was a hullabaloo earlier this year when Hillary Clinton made a passionate speech against unpaid internships, only for it to come to light that she herself employs, if I can use that word, an enormous team of unpaid interns herself. And it seems to me it's all very well saying that unpaid internships allow young people to get, you know, they say, oh, it gets them a foot in the door in a very competitive market. But it also means the subsequent recruitment can only be for young people with rich parents who can subsidise their children whilst they undertake these often quite lengthy internships. Although I didn't have much time for the policies that so recently proved to be disastrous for Ed Miliband, I thought he was spot on when he campaigned to end unpaid internships. And I think it's an issue that the current UK government would do well to follow up.
You can't.
Number 6 in the UK in 2005. That's the Doves and Black and White Town. Since used extensively as a soundtrack by various sports programmes, Sky for its Champions League coverage, and still to this day by the BBC for rugby matches. And that leads us up to our final track on this podcast. Thanks very much for being with me. It really is great you being there. I'm off tomorrow to the O2 in London to see Fleetwood Mac. I understand that this track is not featured in their set list, but it remains my favourite track of theirs of all time. So see you next time. My name is Terence Dackham. Thanks for listening.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me a while. Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Great love.
You have been listening to a DACA Media production.